My name is Brooke Mullenkamp. I am 34 years old. Today is October 24th, 2021, and I am speaking with Mary Kirk, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Michigan City, Indiana. My first question is, how did you and Grandpa meet? I'm just going to leave it right there. So, how did you and Grandpa meet?
We met at work.
Okay.
He was a driver there, and I worked in the office. I was going to add another, but I won't say it because I don't like him.
Okay. So he was a truck driver, and you worked in the office where
Yep, I did all that good stuff that people don't know. Now I did typing, shorthand, bookkeeping, filing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I sure don't. I've heard of shorthand, but I don't even know exactly how it works.
The first, my cousin called me up and she said, do you want extra stuff to
add? Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have 45 minutes.
My cousin, who were the same age, but she has since passed away. That was a long time ago. And she called me up. I was working at another place and she said, be here at 1 o'clock. You got a job. And I started laughing because every time I got a job, someone called up and said, be here so-and-so, you got a job. She said, you do shorthand, don't you? And I said, yeah, I didn't forget it all. So that's...
Oh, that was nice. So that was pretty easy to get in there then.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what your parents were like? I only ever remember seeing your mom when I was really little, but I don't have much memories of her or anything.
My mom and dad were, my mom was basically German and could read German, write it, and speak it. And she came from a German town that was built by people who came directly from Germany.
Wow.
So they were very German, but they were very good people. And I loved my grandparents. They were very friendly and good food. And I remember him dyeing Easter eggs for me on Easter and putting them in the tomato basket and hiding them. And I have other memories like that. But and my grandma had very bad arthritis, but she never stopped because of it. She was bent over, but she made... Oh, I thought she was... She was very ambitious and energetic, and she had the knot or whatever you want to call it on the back of her head. She had long, long hair, and it was pretty much white, and I liked that. She had that all twisted around, and we'd always beg her to take it down, so we had to sneak when she was combing her hair so we could see her comb her hair, and it came to her waist.
Oh, wow. So, and, your hair is long, too.
And she was very, I like your shoes. They were very friendly, but all the people, it was a little German town founded by German people directly from Germany and Belgium.
So you said your dad wrote and spoke German. Was that like his primary language? Did you learn English
My
later?
Mother. My dad was Irish.
Your mother, okay. So your dad was Irish then?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he didn't know a word of German.
I guess I got that confused. Wow. That's neat that she lived
and
in the town that they...
I did go to school there, and I had to take German the second... I was in high school, and I had to take German the second year. And that was... every kid in my class just loved it when I would get up to try to speak some German. And I, from learning English... And where I went to school in the city, Lansing, they really stressed that, your proper English language. And so to learn German and speak it, it was a riot. The whole German hour and then I got an A in it, and the rest of the kids, they were from the town, and they all could speak German.
Yeah.
And the boys were all, there were only 7 boys. It was a very small high school. I had 106 pupils.
Oh, wow.
And they said, why does she get that? She can't even say it right. The teacher said, because she has the correct, not punctuation, but way to use the words that you don't use, you know.
Right.
And so then they quit teasing me about it. But I did not, I loved the school and everything else, and I was very active in everything that was going on. But I did not like German class because I knew I was going to say something real crazy and stupid. And, oh, recess time for the ninth graders.
Yeah. What is one of your best childhood memories?
My dad taking us to the park, actually, where it was a big city park where they had playgrounds, merry-go-rounds, and a stream ran right through it. It was in Lansing, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge park. And if we went to see my grandparents, why, my dad would always take me there.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And it was always fun to go to my grandma's house on Sunday. And she was from a large family, and they all came home, everybody that could. Mm-hmm. And there were lots of great grandkids every place. And they always had a big dinner. And it was very unusual because we didn't do it that way. The table was set. And all the men ate first.
Oh, really?
All the men were served first. When they got through, then we could go to the table and eat.
Did you have a nickname growing up or anything? Did you ever have a nickname?
I don't really remember a nickname. When I was little, there may have been, but I...
Not everyone does.
Yeah.
I remember though what you always called me.
I always had nicknames for my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Unique.
Yeah. You always called me Brooker T.
Yeah, I did.
When you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a nurse.
I remember that.
And I took 2 years of Latin in high school for that. We were in this small German town, and this girl that was in my class, there's only 10 girls and 6 boys, and mm-hmm. she was the doctor's daughter, and she was taking Latin because she was going to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, after I got out of school, I got a job, and I met my husband.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood? Like you said, going to your grandparents' house, is there anything that really stands out to you, a funny story or anything that you remember? It doesn't have to be your grandparents' house. Just...
Well, we always enjoyed it. My dad took us to the park,
mm-hmm.
and he would go down the slides and everything. And then one time he hurt his tailbone and couldn't move around good. And we thought that was so funny because he went down the slide. And my mother said, "What was wrong with you? You know you're grown up. You shouldn't be going down the slide." But I always remembered my dad taking us to the park, and my mom stayed home and made Sunday dinner. And my dad was just like us, walked around, took his shoes off.
Yeah.
If anything, you know, use what you can use.
No, you're fine. Do you remember any stories your grandparents used to tell you? Or anything more about your grandparents?
I'm trying to think of something about my dad, because he was... but I'm really thinking of a childhood story that was unique, and most kids won't even relate to it nowadays. But he didn't have candy bars and things. There were jelly beans. And on Easter, we got lots and lots of jelly beans. And my dad's middle brother, who snorted when he laughed. I'm letting it all out.
Oh, you're fine.
He went to sleep with a bag of candy, usually jelly beans, under his pillow. And he never let on. And we found it out when he was later, and he got married, and... they didn't have kids, but every Christmas he came to our house Christmas Eve, and he brought us all these beautiful, each of us got a really super duper present from him, mm-hmm. and it was always just right for the kid. So
yeah,
we waited on Saturday night. After Saturdays, we always had my mom baked cinnamon rolls during the day, so that was our snack at night, and we were waiting for our uncle to get there, and we usually were decorating the Christmas tree, and he'd come in with this big, huge cardboard box full of gifts because he didn't have children and he loved kids.
Yeah.
And he, this is many years later, and he now has grown children, and he has seven.
Mm-hmm.
They had seven kids. Second
wow.
wife.
Yeah.
So got his wish. He was like a big kid, but his big thing was he had to have a bag of candy under his pillow.
Oh, wow. What advice do you have for young couples? Like, any advice for life or for, you know, you and Grandpa were married for a long time. Any kind of advice?
I think the main thing is to be respectful and kind to the other person, because you get used to them and you think you can turn around and snap at them or say anything. But to me, the most important thing is, like the Bible saying, treat person how you want to be treated.
Yes.
I don't know the saying word for
you
word.
Treat others how you want to be treated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As you wish to be.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. But holidays and Sunday dinners were also important in my family. And I always remember that, and I think my grandchildren and Brookie will remember. Christmas was always a big deal. We had to go to about three houses, and you had to have an extra car to haul all the stuff home.
Oh, yeah. Is there any traditions that you remember from being a kid, or that maybe you passed on to your children or anything?
I think I would pass on to try to be kind and patient, to have patience, because my grandparents, no matter what we did, they never, ever raised their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes somebody, when I was growing up, one of my parents would raise, not my mom, but would raise their voice, probably it was well needed. But I don't like people to speak in anger, and that my main thing would be, when you're angry, don't talk. Just keep it to yourself and wait till the next day.
Yeah, wait until you're calm to talk about it.
Wait till
you
have time to cool off and you can take a big deep breath and you realize that the thing you thought was so important didn't matter to, you know.
Yeah. So you and Grandpa were married for how long? I don't remember.
1950. I graduated in 49. 1949. We got married in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
I had my first child in 1951, a boy named him Carrie, after a tradition in the family. Carrie is a name. And then my husband said, well, we got to have somebody from, so he wanted his middle name to be Douglas after my dad, so he was.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know, I knew his name was Carrie Douglas, but I didn't know where
that came
from.
I like that kind of stuff, and that's why I thought you might like it to know that, yeah.
Yeah. And so how many years was it then how many year anniversary did you make with Grandpa?
June 1st, 1950, so that'd be 50 and it's 21.
Yeah.
71 years, is that right, Brooke?
Yeah.
Well, it will be, because I know my age.
Yeah.
So don't memorize this, people.
That's okay.
Were you asleep? What can I? Ooh, good work. Are you only in first grade? Are you in first grade? That is very good. Very good.
Very
nice.
She's in first grade.
She's in
first grade.
But I guess we were married.
1950.
Yeah, 50 and 21, 71 years we would have been. But your grandma, my husband died 3 years ago.
So yeah, so then
we would have been married down.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, 68 years. Is there any secrets for being married that long?
Yes, I thought that he knew everything and could do everything, and he felt the same way about me, which is unusual. But we could have our times. We could hold our own, each one of us.
Yeah.
And that made for a good relationship.
Yeah. Okay, that was good.
Good.
15?